Man, we the three stooges over here.
I'm not a stooge.
We trying to get this show right, and we can't figure out microphones. We can't figure out cameras. It has been a long week already, but it is WrestleMania week. This is what us as wrestling fans live for. This is the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. It is the NBA Finals of wrestling. It is the Wimbledon of wrestling. It is the Oscars of wrestling. Anything you can think of, the peak of professional wrestling. This is what it is. So my question to you two right now is, when you think and you hear of WrestleMania, what do you think about? Is there a particular match? Is there a particular superstar? Is there a particular moment that when you hear the words WrestleMania, your mind immediately goes to that?
I have a number of different ones. First one comes to mind is Money. Second one that comes to mind was
like Shane McMahon
and Rock.
Money?
No, money, like by spending money. Like Icon versus Icon, Rock versus Hogan, and then just the amount of fun. But again, the very first thing I think about when I hear WrestleMania is I truly think about money and how much it costs. And that was back then when it wasn't, you had to pay a couple house notes to go to the show.
Take it back to my childhood, I think about Hulkamania. And I remember, I talked about it before, the box sets. Like, that's when we talk about WrestleMania, you know, in the build to this show, I always think about, like, what's that box set? Like, in the
cover art,
like,
right?
The artwork, the cover art on those boxes was like amazing. Like, you know, it was always like a kind of like a cartoon almost.
Yeah,
kind of like, right. I thought it was really cool. So that always takes me back to my childhood when I think about WrestleMania.
So Renita said money, which is ridiculous. You said box set. I like that. Mine is kind of similar or really close to the box art. It's the font of the word WrestleMania. It's the font of how it's used. So if I didn't say that, it's just the biggest show of the year, right? Like, we talked about it weeks ago. We said, hey, what's our excitement level? We do it every year. Pretty, you brought up, you looked at the pie like 2 years ago. And right around the same time, one of our topics were hype levels for WrestleMania. And so we do it every year as wrestling fans. Because also another part of it as wrestling fans, too, is we are, and I think this also goes for superhero fans. I think it goes for like certain type of movie fans, is we look at nostalgia a little bit differently. Like, things that have happened in the past, we look more fondly on it than what it was in the present. Right. So we always, a lot of times as wrestling fans, say, man, but I remember when it was like this, and I remember when it was like this. But then when we were watching it in real time, it wasn't as good as we thought it was. And I think that's sometimes what we feel about like the WrestleMania build, because it seems like outside of like last year with The Rock, every single year, we always kind of want more from the WrestleMania build. But if we're always wanting more, that means that the build is about the same. But I said a couple weeks ago, by the time we get to WrestleMania, I would be locked in. And we still got a SmackDown to go. John Cena's on that show. Cody Rhodes on that show. I still need that holy hell main event segment from those two to sell Sunday night. But I am locked in for WrestleMania. And hopefully everybody who's listening is locked in as well. Welcome to the TFW podcast. That's freaking wrestling. I was going to say the episode number. I am not going to say the episode number, because if I do the math, today's episode, we are also going to do an episode night one post-show podcast. We are also going to do an episode night two post-show WrestleMania podcast. Then we're going to do an episode probably Wednesday, because we don't get back from WrestleMania until Tuesday night. We would be almost at 200. And we haven't even started planning 200 yet. So I am not going to put numbers on these next four podcasts. So we're going to cheat the system and not have numbers on these WrestleMania shows. So when we come back next Wednesday, that one will be episode probably 196. And that gives us like three more weeks to plan episode 200. All right. So this is your WrestleMania preview show. I am Matt, your host, joined by my awesome co-host. Eshan's in the building. Rhodesia's in the building. Let's start with just how busy this week is going to be. Shout out to the freaks. Shout out to everybody who is going to WrestleMania. Shout out to everybody who is not going to WrestleMania, but is going to enjoy WrestleMania. Had a few messages over the last few days on, hey, like, what is your guys' schedule? What are you guys doing on the podcast? Fear not. This is what our schedule is going to be. So this is going to drop. You are going to hopefully be listening to this on Thursday or Friday. It's going to drop on Thursday, though. Then we will be doing our post-show night one, Saturday night. We may even do that live. That's something I'll talk to, of course, Ishan and Rhodesia off air on, see if they want to do that. But that will drop for you. If we don't do it live, you'll have that on YouTube. You will have that on your podcast platforms. Late Sunday or late Saturday night, early Sunday, we will do a night two post-show, which same thing. It'll be either Sunday night or early Monday. And then we would do our full recap, which will hit our live in-person Monday Night Raw thoughts. We will hit Wale Mania that we're going to Thursday night. Shout out to Progress Wrestling. They hit me up probably about a week ago, week and a half ago, and asked if we would cover their events. So we'll be going there tomorrow night after Wale Mania to cover that show. So, of course, stay tuned to our social media. That's FNW on Twitter. That's FNW on Instagram. That's Freaking Wrestling YouTube. A lot of video clips will be going out this week, but definitely we'll be talking about progress on next week's episode. But got a lot of content coming your guys' way. So busy week for us. Already been a busy week for me. Me and Rhodesia are currently in hotels. Ishan is holding the fort down in Atlanta, but I have been, I just got off a flight about an hour ago. Just to head right back to the airport in about 12 hours, 10 hours to head to Vegas. So we're going to get through this preview show. I'm going to try to get some sleep because we got an incredible week ahead of us. So I figured we would just talk about the card, right? We just go night one, night two, and anything we want to talk about that may have happened on Raw that you guys want to hit on. I don't care what kind of format we do. Looking at the card, it's up to y'all. If y'all want to talk about who do you want to win, who do you think is going to win, how about we just set the matches up and then we just talk? How about that?
How about before you even start? Because I think I'm going to end up being like a hypocrite and like be completely opposite of what I'm about to say. I'm going to go 10 toes down and still say that this build to WrestleMania was not it for me, Chief. I'm going to WrestleMania. I'm super hype. I said on the socials, happy WrestleMania week. And I truly wholeheartedly believe that. But it's everything that comes with it. When you first land in Vegas or wherever it's at and you see the airport is redone with WrestleMania and all of the goosies that you get, that probably be the second thing that I think of after the money part you first asked me. But it's all of that that's encompassed in us going to Mania. But the build for the shows, for me, I'm still like, that wasn't it.
Ishan, you got a retort to that or no?
I told you my opinion wouldn't change much from the last couple of shows we talked about this. You know, it just wouldn't. You know, it'll take a lot, more than a couple of weeks to kind of change my mind to where I was at. It's WrestleMania. I feel like the problem with WrestleMania this year, because I actually was looking forward to the last couple of WrestleManias because, you know, Cody and I had a goal. We was doing it for the daddies. You know what I'm saying? So I was all in. I was in the win. But, you know, you think about prior to Triple H taking over on Creative, and, you know, when Vince had his shows, I can give a fuck about anything they were doing, to be honest with you. You know, WrestleMania, Smellomania, Shittermania, it was all the same to me. But with Triple H and how good the shows have been, you know, how great of a year or so they've had and the run they've been on, I kind of expected a little bit more this year, especially with that roster they had. I just kind of feel like, damn, they had a whole year or more to create a huge card. Now, we can look back on paper and say this is, right? You got the main event on night one, the Triple H match. Like, on paper, that's a big match. But I really feel like it's taken away from not having something at stake. And we'll get to it. You know, on Raw, you know, Seth tried to go to Mike and say, you know, this is for, I don't know, he tried to make it, it was for something.
Like, future of the industry.
Something, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying that, pal. Like, I'm keeping my money in my pocket on this one. So, I'm with Rhodesia, but, you know, I felt the same way a couple weeks ago.
So, I think I'm a little bit higher on the build than you guys are. And I think a lot of that has to do with I would have done things completely different in a lot of these matches. So maybe I just got beat down and, like, just take it, whatever you get and just take it. I don't think I'm at that point, but I would have absolutely done something different with the triple threat. I mean, probably a lot of the big matches outside of Gunther and Jay. Stop right there. Gunther and Jay. Great build. Jade and Naomi, I would say.
Wait. This up there, you said great build.
Yep.
I would say great build the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, because I think something happened on SmackDown. I think before that, it was almost like we even came on here and talked about how Jay was playing this underdog that was just always getting beat up, and there's no way that he's going to be able to beat Gunther. I don't think that this has been a great build up until the last 2.5 weeks.
But it's great now, so it means you can't cry over spilled milk. Like, they fixed it. So, yeah, it wasn't great the first 4 weeks. Not many builds are going to be great for 10 total straight weeks. Like, one of the reasons why Roman Reigns is so fantastic is because he's not there every single week. If Roman Reigns, during his title reign, during his tribal chief, was there every single week, we would have got tired of it about year two. But we're like, all right, something's got to give. He's doing the exact same thing every single week. So you got to give him a little bit of bail because, yeah, it didn't start off strong, but it finished strong. I'd much rather it start off dead and then finish strong than start off strong and finish dead. And
agreed, but I still wouldn't use that great word.
So but for me,
touche.
The build has been great. The build is great right now. That is one of the more anticipated matches for WrestleMania, easily.
It's probably my favorite.
So if you're saying that it's not great and it's only good, you are really down on this show when you were just at like
how
a 10.
How did I start this?
Well, just
no. The difference is that you when we talk about WrestleMania, we talk about all of everything that comes with it. If I'm talking about just the show, the way we started this preview is that I said that this build for the whole show has left a lot to be desired. It ain't it. But I'm still all in, and maybe that's silly and foolish of me. But this Jay and Gunther build has probably been the best one, or the most I most anticipated for today. But up until 2.5 weeks ago, no, it was not good.
Jay, nail me here for. I think that build has been, I would say, great. Where would you guys put that build at?
Solid, great.
It's been good. It's been good. I think Naomi, man, I'll give it an A+ just for Naomi's character change and her work that she's been putting in. I love to see like when wrestlers are really into their characters. Like, you can tell she's really into this character, right? She's not just playing a part. I love it. I love seeing like the depth that she's created. I feel like, man, this might be like sometimes certain wrestlers, they get like that second career almost. Like, this might be it for her. Like, man, she's playing a hell of a heel. She's showing a lot of depth and range in this character. I'm interested to see what she does after this feud. Because if you think about it, in a lot of ways, I kind of felt like out of the three women, Jay, Naomi, I felt like Naomi would kind of be like the afterthought. But
right.
I don't know if they have plans for her after this thing with Jay. But I feel like she got to be one of those characters that, yo, they got, like, what's next for Naomi? Like, right, what are we doing with her next, right? Because she's, like, you think about a division that kind of lacks character depth in a lot of ways. Like, they got one right there.
Man, put her over on Jay. We haven't gotten to that yet. Put her over on Jay Saturday night. Charlotte and Tiffany, as much of a cluster as it's been,
okay,
it's been a great build. No, because okay, I am so excited to see this match. Put that under the great build check. Check that off the list.
Wait. This build had been horrific. However, it's been so bad. It's good.
Man, I see the theme of this night. Everything's great with Matt. Man,
I know he's high. Because
I'm actually already done with night one. I'm about to move on to night two. So,
Hey, listen, y'all spending people's mortgages to go on these damn flights. Y'all going all around the world, flying in out of town for a damn event. God damn it, it better be great to me too. Every match should be great to me too, God damn. So I feel you. I'm with you on that. No, has it been great? So you're saying no? Hell no. I know people, here's the thing. This is, people online, we acting like it's about to be a shoot fight or some shit in the ring. Like, come on now, man. We about to see no damn shooting. That it's about to be a match. It's going to be a match. And if you think about Tiffany and you think about Charlotte before the match and the feud started, right before it unraveled and turned into a hot mess, on paper you would think it would be a good match. If you want to see a good match going into it, you thought it would be a good match. Why wouldn't it be a good match? Right now, the question is it going to be a bad match because they don't have chemistry and they got real life beef? Now people want to see a train wreck. I'm good on seeing a train wreck. This is WrestleMania. I ain't trying to look for a train. I want a solid storyline, and I want to see characters I care win or lose. I don't care who wins or loses this match. Actually, I do. I don't want Charlotte to win. I really don't like her character.
See, you're invested.
Would you say kind of match? I want this not to be a clean WrestleMania match. I want this to be all feelings. I'm the best blind. I want that kind of match.
Hey, no, low key though. So if you want to take a shoot and you say, okay, who will win in a real fight? Oh, Charlotte whooping that ass all day long.
So that was night one, right? I do want to deep dive the triple threat main event for night one. So I'm going to skip over that right now. If I didn't know what they could do, if I'm a casual fan, I'm going to say that build was great. But the build was not great because of what could have been, what they could have done. Talked about it last week, I think. What's going to come out of it is going to be incredible. It's the reason why it's the main event. This is not going to be a match where there's just a finish and the winner has pyro and that's it, and that's how night one goes off. There's got to be something that's going to happen. But if I look at night two, if I'm talking about great builds, I don't think any of the matches on night two has had a great build. Not even close.
You had me confused there for a hot second. When you were talking about the main event, I thought you were still talking about Tiff and Charlotte. And I'm like, whoa, stop. What is happening?
Yeah, no, it's a triple threat match. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you probably haven't watched these shows in 2 weeks, which is why you think everything sucks, because you haven't seen what they've actually done over the last 2 weeks, because that's when they've turned it up. But
sounds like someone trying to throw shade over here.
No.
How about you need to just go to sleep?
So I think we all agree these six matches, which is AJ Styles, Logan Paul, Finn, Penta, Braun, and Rey. This has nothing to do with match quality. This is only the build we're talking about right now. Triple threat women's match, tag team title women's match, and Drew and Priest, Cody and Cena. If you had to pick one of those to say they've had the best build, which one of those are you going with?
That's a tiny bit not fair, because I would say the first four or five that you mentioned, there has been no build at all. And then Drew and Damian has been beefing longer.
Right.
But am I invested in their beef? Not necessarily, but they've had the most tenure in their battle between the two of them. And then the main event, can we omit this from this question to begin with?
Well, if you give me an answer, we can omit it.
I'm going to go with Damian and Drew.
Okay.
You know, I like the four-way. I like the four-way. I like
the build IC. To it.
I like the IC, yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Because, for me, it's about caring about people involved. And I'm still a big Finn fan. I think he's doing good character work too. He's such an asshole. I like that. Like, you know, like it seemed like he's a heel in a heel faction that like, and the rest of the teammates don't like him. Like, I think he's doing great work. I think Penta's doing a really great job. And Brian, man, him and them damn spears, man. Like, he got some good energy. Like, I just like the whole thing they're doing with that. Like, I don't know what I want to say. Is it WrestleMania worthy? I think it is. Like, I think it's something you can open the card. You can open the show on, right? You get a couple of spears by Brian and, you know, Penta doing this thing. I think it would be a really good match. I like what they did with that match.
I think the match would be really good. Just talking about the build. I would go with the women's triple threat. Same thing. I would have done it differently. But I think out of those six, that's the match I would say has had the best build. So if I'm looking at it, you know, I got four matches that I would say, hey, the build has been good to great. I think everything else has kind of been maybe just there. But at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to remember the builds come Saturday night at 11 o'clock Eastern time or Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern time. WrestleMania 39, I thought was an incredible pay-per-view. We were there in LA, night one and night two. I couldn't tell you right now what the build was outside of Cody and Roman. I couldn't tell you what the build was for Rhea and Charlotte. Couldn't tell you what the build was for the tag team. What was it called? Turmoil, whatever it was, the showcase match. That was fantastic. Almost stole the weekend.
Ray and Dom.
Gunther. Yeah, Ray and Dom. Gunther.
We knew that.
Drew. Sheamus. Couldn't tell you what the build was for those, but I know those matches are fantastic. I know we got some WrestleMania moments. So, should be interesting. Let's go to night one. Let's start with the World Tag Team Championship match. New Day versus the Tag Team Champions. The Viking
Raiders. The War Raiders?
Or War Raiders, whatever they're called right now.
War. Come on, we got to give it to New Day. I think that, like, I answer for everybody. New Day better win. Flat out.
Yep. We're going to get the first Black Tag Team Champions of 2025.
I would have thought they would have added, like,
That's actually the incorrect. Street Profits were, my bad.
I mean, I was going to just let you ride with it. I was like, all right.
And I was just making up some shit, too.
I know. That's why I was going to let you just have it. I thought they were going to add, like, a stipulation to this match. And they didn't. I guess they still got time. Maybe they can do something on Friday. But I did think it would be some type of no DQ or just something. And they didn't. I mean, I don't care to see this match, but it'd be cool to see New Day win. Just their heel run has been just wasted. It's been wasted. One of the better heel turns in a long time for us not to get anything of substance after it.
I wonder if they thought that Motor City Machine Guns was going to be bigger than what they currently are today. Because it does feel like this is incomplete. And maybe, like you said, there might something that might come out from SmackDown. Or hell, even at the show, but it almost feels like something is missing out of this feud.
Well, Motor City Machine Guns have nothing to do with this feud because they're on SmackDown.
But I'm just saying, in general, remember, people can move around. What I'm saying is, because they had the open thing, I'm saying, did they think they were going to have another solid, strong tag team that they can have come Mania to be in this situation? Because it feels incomplete to me.
I mean, they're definitely lacking, like, a strong babyface team to go against. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the problem. Because, like, when they turned on E, you know, that set them up, you know, to get this major heel heat. But they didn't have anybody in the wings to kind of, as a protagonist, to kind of go up against that. And we circle back to, like, this match. Like, you know, we got the War Raiders back to almost their roots. But, man, I was listening to them cut their promo. Mac, I don't know if you saw it, Rhodesia. Like, man, them promos.
Come on Monday, flat, right?
Man. Like, man. Like, I just don't believe them when they talk. Like, right? It seems like they're faking their voice, trying to sound like tough guys.
They are. You guys, the growl, right? And...
Yeah.
We're the War Raiders, let me tell you.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Like, they just not it for me. So you think about this match. Yeah, the New Day... They need to, you know what I would like to see? I like them to see them squash some Raiders.
Ooh.
Squash them Raiders, man, and let them rebuild for the fifth time, man. Because, I mean, there's something there. I mean, you know, when they were NXT, like, okay, these dudes were, you know, was nice. But since they've been on a main roster. Go.
Yeah, I mean, they can still go in the ring. I personally, I'm not invested in them right now.
They've been missing something for a long time. Long time.
And I also think that as soon as New Day turned heel, they should have won the championships. And they should have had them since.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to make it special for Mania.
I don't know if when they turned months and months ago, they said, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn heel, have everybody talking. We're going to put Ray on the shelf and not really have like a major, you know, finale to that program. And then we're going to win tag team championships against the Royal Raiders that we really haven't had a feud with at WrestleMania. I can't believe they wrote that down. But you can tell there's been so many things that they've changed on this road to WrestleMania. Think about everything that will start and stop. Roxanne Perez, Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, started with Bayley, and then all of a sudden we pause on that. Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley are in a tag match on Sunday. There's no way in the world that was what was the original plan. I remember AJ Styles and Bron Breakker having the thing on Raw. And we were like, okay, that match is going to be great on WrestleMania. And that didn't happen. So you can tell there's a lot of things that switched and changed, which is interesting. That's the documentary I want. I know we got one last year with The Rock and the pivots. Give me this on this year. Just tell me all the pivots and why we had all the pivots. I would love to see the pivot documentary for WrestleMania 41 to see what we would have enjoyed more, the original lineup or the secondary lineup, which I think we got the secondary lineup now. But so I'm going New Day also, honestly, but I don't really care about the match. One match I do care about, and just because I'm glad Chad Gable finally got his WrestleMania match, and Rey Mysterio showed on Monday Night Raw, he still got a lot left in the tank. And Mark Henry said when he faked his retirement, El Grande Americano versus Rey Mysterio. I'm excited for the match. I don't care who wins, but I am looking forward to seeing those two work a WrestleMania match.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we felt that Gable was due some comeuppance just from what he was doing. And then again, that felt almost like a start and stop. Who knows if they even had those actual plans for him. But to us as fans receiving it, we're like, okay, he deserves the IC championship. He needs something. So I think this is really cool that he's able to get a ball. Not him. His alter ego is going to be able to have a match against somebody like Ray, who's on the stem cell treatment, who he's like Benjamin Button aging backwards.
You know what, freaks? I'm talking to the freaks out there. Matt and Rhodesia already know this about me. I have a serious case of Crohn's disease, and I'm going to try boo-boo during this match. I'm so I can be fresh for the rest of
it. You know what?
No, that's he did crazy.
Not. His business out there. Just that's so crazy. He can shit.
Well, anybody who listens to the pod knows he has Crohn's disease, but he'd rather take his time during that match opposed to what we just talked about.
I want to see the first black champions of 2025.
I hope they lose now. And you sitting there with cramps.
Because he didn't go to the bathroom because he wanted to wait to the end of the match.
All right, so he cares nothing about that match. Got it. So let's move on to a match that whoever wins is going to get a big pop. LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu for the U.S. Championship. Of course, you know I want Jacob to win. The only way I'm okay if Jacob does not win is if Solo causes him not to win so we can finally get this taken care of and we can move on. Can't go wrong here, but I would love for Jacob to get his first title at WrestleMania. Less than a year in, that would be a pretty big accomplishment.
Be like the people who are watching and listen, like, you stupid. I don't want Jacob winning. There's still something so beautiful about his mystique, about his aura. Like, I don't want him to have the championship yet. And this is about to sound so stupid because then now we're going to have to hear him more and see him more. But I like what he's doing right now, the edge that he has, this kind of bad guy that he is. I feel like that would change the moment he has to become a champion, because now you have to talk, you have to do something. So if we could protect Jacob, maybe through a Solo interference and keep it on LA Knight, that is actually what I want. Sorry. Not sorry.
You want him to take the tan? That's what you want to see. So you want to keep the aura by taking the tan at WrestleMania?
I know that. I told you, y'all said that y'all going to be yelling and say you stupid. But that's how I personally feel. Like it's something so special. Maybe even it's a form of gatekeeping. Like the moment that he gets that championship, everything changes. That's just how I feel.
You don't think it'll change if you lose?
If you protect him, right? I don't think it would change.
No, like I want to hear Jacob talk Mo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we need more character from Jacob. That's what's going to get him over, man. I think that's what was really setting fire with the audience is he's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything about him is different than your prototypical superstar. He doesn't cut the prototypical, you know, promo. He doesn't speak in the prototypical way. He don't look the way. I think it's everything about him, man. Like, I think that goes into his aura. And him winning that championship ain't going to change. I feel like that's just another part of his ascension to the top. I feel like the ICE title back in the day was like the stepping stone. Like, you know, they rocked it out on that level, and then boom, they challenged for the world championship. That's to me, when I was a kid, that's how I saw that secondary title. Like, that was like the stepping stone title. Like, all right, I got this. Now I'm on my way. At some point, these titles didn't mean anything, right? Like, because the IC type champion never came close to the main event over the years, right? So for me, I love for them to go back to that. Like, yo, this IC title is your stepping stone to get to that main event and break that ceiling.
So now I'm cutting my wrestler brain on wrestling. You know what I mean? The first three that we just talked about was just me as a fan, what I want. Now let's talk about it. Top four matches from night one. We got Jay Naomi, we got Tiffany, we got Charlotte, we got Gunther and Jay, and we got the triple threat match. CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Let's start with Jade and Naomi. I can't believe this would be the last match they have. To me, this reeks of a rematch at Backlash in May. Because if Jade wins, to me, she kills Naomi's whatever she had going. And either way, if Naomi wins, Jay can't take that loss lying down because we still got to get to both of them and Bianca. So I think they're going to be feuding for a couple months. I think Naomi deserves to win in WrestleMania and get a huge ovation from the crowd, which she will get if she beats Jay, because she deserves it with the work she's been putting in for the last month and a half. I'm going Naomi, and that's why I want to win.
You said you was turning your wrestling brain off. That sounds like a really well thought out.
No, I said on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, the first three matches, I just went out there and was like, yeah, okay, this sounds good.
I echo everything that you said. My only question now to you, though, is do we just write off the ovation that Naomi gets at WrestleMania as that's Mania crowd? Because what does that do to Jade? So that's where it's like you're gonna Naomi's a bad girl, but then Jade doesn't get an ovation because Naomi got it. Where do we put her at? Because some of us already feel that Jade is not really a great face or a great heel. Where would that put her at?
I think it puts her right where she's at right now. So nothing changes. Everybody is enjoying the work Naomi's doing.
Uh-huh. Agree.
You know, so that's a byproduct of just how good she's doing. And they need to ride that wave. Do not cut out the legs up under her right now. And to me, you do that if you have Jade beat her. Because then what? Yeah, heels can always get their heat back. Right? But you got destroyed at Elimination Chamber. The next week, you got destroyed again. Yeah, you got a little bit of comeback on her. You know, I think the last 2 weeks maybe. But nothing like she stretchered out at Elimination Chamber.
It's time for red carpets with neck braces on.
It's time for some good back, right? B, what's her line right now? Something about caution, right?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Move forward with caution. What is it? Proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Give me Naomi.
Naomi.
I'm losing brain cells. Who'd you want to go? Who'd you want to win, Rhodesia?
Naomi.
Yeah, I'll go with Naomi too. I like Naomi. I like Jade, of course, too. But I think that, I mean, I'm not sold either way. Like, because Jay could win and Naomi can get her heat back like the next SmackDown with a promo, sneak attack or something like that. But they could really push this thing out where by having Naomi, you know, win in an underhanded manner. Mm-hmm. Right? And then Jay come back for revenge and, you know, maybe, you know, Jay wins the second match and now they're, you know, going at it again for a third and maybe they introduce Bianca into that one and who does she side with, same type of thing. So they really can stretch it out. There's a lot of possibilities for a story with that.
And I think these girls are going to go out there and destroy it. We know how close they are in real life. I am sure they've been working on this match for weeks and weeks and weeks. I am sure of it. So high profile match. There's some pressure on them. First singles match that's non-title for women's in years at WrestleMania. If not, I can't remember the stat. I don't think it's ever, but it's been a long time if it's not ever. So, EY, you were talking, I was kind of just looking. I'm not mad at any of these results unless Gunther beats Jay. Everything on night one, if one team or one person beats the other, I'm good with. Like, you know, I'm here for the entrances and the great matches and the pomp and circumstance. I don't really care, honestly, on night one too much outside of Jay and Gunther. Let's go with Charlotte and Tiffany.
What more can we say about that? Like I said, this was something that was a train wreck to begin with, a hot mess. And then what bloomed out of that was actual excitement around this match. I kind of got upset because of the look that they're giving Charlotte right now. I guess it was an unprofessional thing. So they're taking it and riding with it, like on SmackDown last week, that she's the unprofessional one. I don't really like that because, again, I was team Charlotte and I felt like Tiffy was the unprofessional one. But hey, whatever, that's what they're trying to use to get more people invested in it. But as we're here today, I'm actually really excited for that match just to see this train wreck happen on the main stage.
So who you got winning? Or who do you want
again,
to win?
Again, I agree too. I really don't care. Maybe Charlotte. No. I want Charlotte to win because I want her to put Tiffy in her place and have her bow down to the queen.
This build, y'all. Hated it.
No, yeah. Shout out to Damon Williams too. I don't know if you guys watched the interview he had on Club Shay Shay, but it was a great interview. And like, Shay Shay, one day our podcast will have numbers like that, but I'm starting to get to a point where I'm getting a little tired of his style. It's the same thing every single time. E, did you see any of this interview with Damon Wayans?
Yeah, I saw a good portion of it, yeah.
Okay. So just what you just did, right? Damon Wayans do that. Not what you mean, Damon. Come on, Wayne. What you gonna do the two step for, Dame? It's like no matter what, every single time somebody gets on his show, he does that. I'm just saying, like, I'm starting to see it. That's all. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, that was a good one. It is like that. I might if I gotta rush through boo boo number one, I might come back and revisit it to make sure I'm cleaned out for the main event.
Why even watch WrestleMania then? Yeah. I might watch the highlights.
Yeah, just watch the 2-minute video package they do at the end of the night, right before the press conference. You'd be good.
And then I could be surprised, you know, when we do the podcast next on who actually won the match. I'm like, oh, for real? That's who won?
Not even. Don't take a shit now and doing that woman's match. You know all the time they put in that match. Why are you gonna do that?
How are you saying?
I'm going. I don't know. I'm really looking. I said it last week, but this is either gonna be a train wreck or it's gonna be one of the matches of the weekend. It's gonna be one of those.
But can it be both?
No. And I think, we saw on SmackDown they're on the same page now. Right, like, so whatever issues they had, but I still think we're going to get a spot in the match where every Charlotte match has it, where it looks like, oh, are they shooting? right now. Like, oh, that was kind of clunky, like in a okay way, because they really out there trying to see, you know, like who's the best and et cetera, et cetera. I think we get that. We may get a couple of those, but I do think the match is going to be good to great. And like I said, I don't care, but I would laugh if Charlotte wins. That would be my initial reaction, is probably a belly laugh.
That's a good thing then, right?
Well, for me it is, because I can just imagine with the hate that's going to be online. You know, in the heat she's going to get.
Nuclear.
Yeah, so, but I wouldn't mind either way, whoever wins. I want both teams to have fun. Gunther and Jey Uso. The match that I think is going to start the show at WrestleMania. Of course, we've talked about this feud and this match ad nauseum the last 2 months. Of course, I'm going Jey Uso. Of course, I think this is his time. Monday on Raw, Gunther's promo was fantastic. He killed it. He smoked that promo. I thought he did an incredible job. And I love Jey Uso's retort. And what I really enjoyed about Jey Uso's retort was he still came out there serious. Crowd was asking, because that crowd, shout out to that crowd, I even tweeted it. They were there all night. They really made it feel like a Monday Night Raw go-home show for WrestleMania. But the crowd asked for the music again. He brought it back for him, but he never yeeted. We haven't seen Jey yeet in 3 weeks. It's not time for Jey to yeet until he wins that championship on Saturday. And then he can yeet again. And I thought that was just tremendous work. So he kind of still gave the crowd what they wanted. He paid some big money to go yeet. You know, we got to yeet. So, but he don't have to yeet. But it's time to yeet Saturday night. And hopefully we get a Jimmy return, you know, somehow, some way, at the end of the match, during the match, whatever the case may be, after the match. But it's time. It's time. And I cannot wait to feel that energy in that arena, to watch him do something that he probably never even thought was even possible before. You know, like I said, they went from never being on WrestleMania to being on the pre-show, to getting on the main card, to main eventing night one 2 years ago with his brother. That felt like, I'm sure, like, oh, this is the apex. Like, this is the top for him now to be able to, you know, have a main event match at WrestleMania, man, is massive and is well deserved. So go to hell, everybody who's talking about his moveset and he don't deserve it and this and that and this and that. Man, ain't nobody doing it like Jey right now. So give me Jey, of course, opening the show. And maybe one of the, and you know, they may go with it too, right? One of the biggest opening matches in WrestleMania history. And that's something they can run with as a tagline for years and years to go. The way, you know, Bryan Danielson had, you know, WrestleMania, that could be something that they could really just promote and hype up for years to come with Jey and Gunther. So give me that and give me Jey.
I'm going to turn my wrestling brain on or off in any world. I don't understand why Gunther will win. So for me, I want Jey to win. I think that that's going to be, of course, not at the level of finishing the story, but this is a version of finishing the story. So that is going to be such a huge highlight for WrestleMania. In my mind, there's just no reason or no why Gunther would win and retain. Like, in my mind, I would really, truly feel like, time to riot. Now I'll be back. This is the first show. I'll just riot for maybe one of these matches that he's going to go take a shit in on. But for me, it's like, there should be no reason why Gunther does win. Like, I've heard you, Matt, sometimes talk me out of how I think about how matches should go because you bring in your wrestling brain. No one can convince me otherwise. Jey has deserved this. The start and stop that we felt that he had over the last year and a half too. Like, he deserves this and he's earned it. Give me Jey.
Yeah, same. I actually thought the build for this was really good. It really turned up the last couple of weeks. But I thought it was fine, you know, because I know we came on the podcast and talked about the finish that Saturday night main event. And we were like, man, like, Gunther whooped that man's ass. Like, man, and I told you, like, the next night here in Atlanta, I don't know if it was next week, whatever. I don't even want to get up and eat.
Actually, don't forget. You said when he took the pin on Saturday night's main event, Jey's dead to me. That was what you did. That was what you said.
What did he say on air? Just
no, us. He texted us.
Okay, he's dead to me.
Like, cause you know, you think about it, like, I was like, it's not because of Jay. I'm like, man, they keep beating this dude in the ground. Like, every big match he goes for, he loses. However, they told all that story to get to this point. That has been Jay's MO. He gets to the big event, he gets to the big match, and he can't quite get over the hump, which is how and why they were telling the story with Gunther this entire time. Like, man, you ain't over your head, fam. Like, you done gave Gunther the best you've had in consecutive matches and lost every time. Jay, every time you get to the big main event, you main event Jay, right? Like, how many 0-4s are you right now? Like, right, that's the entire story they were telling, going to the self-doubt. And then they introduce, you know, Jimmy getting beat down, mama crying. Like, you know, when you actually look at that story, and that's a long-term story, pal, they actually did a, you know, a really good job with that story. Like, this match in particular, because it's just the story, along with the character investment that I had with Jay, is probably the match I'm the most looking forward to. And it should be a very simple win. Like, right, we should get a very happy ending at the end of this match. As Rodriguez did you say, I don't know why or how Gunther would win and why that would make sense in any world. Like, right? Now, in some world, like, I mean, this should be the main event on one of these damn nights. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's not, you would think that maybe they got some shenanigans planned to where maybe, you know, we don't get the eat off. Like, right? At what point, if with Jay winning, and he goes to the crowd, and we get this yeeting, because he hasn't yeeted in weeks, right? And then whatever has to follow that, whatever the next two matches that have to follow that, it's going to be tough.
Like, I was about to say, War Raiders, New Day, good luck. But you know what you're there for? Match number three, Rey Mysterio? Well,
I'm hoping it's Tiffy and Charlotte, so I can make sure that I'm nice and relieved for the rest of the show. Now I done yeeted, you know what I'm saying? I got hype. Me and the boys, for real, me and the boys, you know what I'm saying? We done got exercised, our arms was going up and down and everything for like 5-10 minutes. And then after that, all right, fellas, the girls is on, catch me in the John, right? So really look forward to this match.
It's funny because before we get to the main event of night one, I love like my realism in wrestling. Sometimes it can be a little too much on the nose, and then sometimes it's done just right. Like, I thought Tiffany and Charlotte this past Friday, when they said Charlotte was suspended or sent home or fined, I forgot what they said, for her inappropriate or unprofessional act. It was like she just cut a promo. That's a little too much, like, on the nose. Okay. But Gunther on Raw Monday, where this entire storyline has been about, you can't beat me, you're scared of me, you're not good enough. When he hit the line of, but then the bell has to ring. Like, people who are online, the hardcore fans, know what he meant by that. He's saying what people who hate Jay are saying, he can't wrestle. Storyline's never been about Jay not being able to wrestle, but just that one line that he hit was enough of like a wink and a nod to the hardcore, the inside fan, to get them even more riled up, opposed to just, you know, having like the big spotlight on it. I thought that was really, really good. But yeah, I'm super excited for that match. And then we got the main event.
Hey, man, real quick, I got to say this on the pod, because we have a platform to say this, man. I think y'all mofos is weird as hell talking about Jay can't wrestle, man. Y'all are some weird ass fans. Seriously. Because, straight up, because these are the smart fans, right? But y'all say the dumbest shit. Because we have watched wrestling and wrestlers that are way worse than Jay has ever been platform. Like, Jay, if you want to say, I will keep it real. Like, he's a fair wrestler. I wouldn't say he's great. Right? But he's efficient in what he does. Like, right? You don't see him messing up too much. Like, his matches are fine. For people who say he's a bad wrestler and they question his moveset, we've seen far worse, man. I feel like y'all are some hating ass people.
And shout out.
Y'all don't like ugly.
And shout out to Devon Dully, but they act like he's like Devon Dully. You know what I'm saying? Like, they act like he is.
Wait a minute. Devon actually was good, though.
When I say that, just because typically Devon was the one that got his ass kicked throughout the entire match. Bubba came in for the hot tag. That's what I'm saying. Like, they act like he doesn't even have moves. Like, here he is, one half of the best tag team in the history of wrestling.
Yep. Out of 7 out of 10 people that you ask, they're one or two.
You can't be a bad wrestler and be half of the best of anything.
And how many good matches have the Usos been in? So now all of a sudden he can't.
Right, exactly.
He's a crap wrestler because he's not a tag team anymore? I'm like, come
now,
on, man.
I do think if we erased last year's match at WrestleMania with him and Jimmy, maybe they gave some people a little bit of ammunition. I think they went a little too crazy with it.
Could be.
Yes. Good call there, E. All right, main event. CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Let's first, before we talk about like who we want to win, if we were looking at this, if we didn't know anything, right? If we just kind of take wrestling as it is and we don't care to deep dive it, we don't care to discuss it, we're not passionate about it, this could be the best built match at WrestleMania.
What?
But it's not, because we know what Seth and Roman one-on-one could have been with their 15-plus years history. We know what Punk and Roman one-on-one could have been with the Paul Heyman piece being front and center, but maybe with something else. I don't know if it's a title or what. But it felt like, of course, we know this was the consolation prize. When Rock said, I can't work Mania this year, it was, okay, let's go with the triple threat then. But this is 100% the consolation prize for night one. I think they have done as best as they think they could have done to build this. I think all three of them have done a really good job of what they've been given. But it does, you kind of do feel a little bit like, dang, man, what if? What if? But all in all, I do think over the last 3 weeks, this build has been good. Has it been nonsensical at point? Absolutely. You said it a little bit ago. Seth said it twice now. The winner of this match, whatever he said about the industry leader, or it's like, why is that? Is this match for the number one contender ship that we don't know about? Is this match like for, like, you're not telling us why you think that. But I know he's trying to sell the match, right? I get that part. I also get the Heyman of it, where if we do deep dive it, it is so cool that Heyman is there with Punk. And they showed a video package I thought was tremendous to show their history together. And we know what this looks like for Roman. And that is really the story. If we really want to get into it, the story is the Tribal Chief is about to be dead in terms of the character. That's about to be gone. Roman said when he inducted Paul Heyman last year at the Hall of Fame, and I believe this wholeheartedly, he said, when Paul Heyman is no longer with me, you will no longer see the Tribal Chief. And some people took that as he was retiring. No, he's talking about the character. The Tribal Chief character is going to be gone. Well, he pushed Paul Heyman in the face. Roman's about to be on his own, I think, for a pretty long time, right? Cody called it out 2 years ago, what was going to happen. First, Jay is going to leave you, right? And he went through that whole entire thing. You're going to have a tribe without a chief, or whatever he said, a chief without a tribe. This is all coming to fruition now with Roman Reigns. And then I think we all thought, at least I did, I thought his redemption story was going to start after WrestleMania when he lost. You know, like starting at SummerSlam. We didn't get the redemption story. I think that kind of maybe starts after this match. I don't think he wins. I don't think in any world it makes sense for him to win. So then you look at Punk or Seth. Seth's the guy to me to win this match. If I'm looking at it with turn wrestler watcher brain on, who needs this match? What does Punk really get by winning this match? Nothing. What does Roman really get from winning this match? Nothing. What does Seth get? A lot. Because even when you look at those three, you got Punk and Roman. And you got Seth. And we all know Seth is just a little bit below. To some people, he may be a lot of bit below. I don't think to anybody, Seth is really above CM Punk and Roman Reigns. And I think a victory over them with Heyman, without Heyman, however that looks to be, I think that's a really big deal to have Seth Rollins win that match. And oh yeah, you did put over Punk night one on Raw on Netflix. That's where my mind is going. I still hope for some significant shenanigans for this to be the main event of night one. It needs to be because of those three guys. But give me something. I want something that's going to blow my mind in regards to, oh my God, what's next? On Raw or on SmackDown with Roman Reigns or CM Punk or Seth Rollins. I still want that piece of that at the end of the show. But when it comes down to it, I think this is Seth's match to win.
Want to just say I think Seth should win right now between all these parties. Like you mentioned, Roman and Punk is not going to get anything by winning. Seth absolutely would. All of the extra you said, stuff that's going on in the match, I don't even want all that because I want that on night two, Cody and John Cena. For the night one, nope, I want just a good, clean, worked match, some storytelling in it. Hey, Paul Heyman kind of figuring out what he's trying to do. You can give me a little bit of that. I don't even want a lot of it. And I just want Seth to win. Like you said, Seth put over CM Punk on night one. This is his get back. This is payback. So he can be rewarded. Seth should win. Clean.
This match, this build as main event, hated it.
Oh, now, y'all ain't going to say that again. Come on now.
It ain't it, man.
You ain't two more matches on this card.
It ain't it. I wish I had some more in me after the first two boo-boos so I can go on this one. Because they're trying their hardest. Like, right, but I just feel like a main event for WrestleMania where it's Heyman on the stick. Like, who'd he go with? Who he go with?
Heyman and Cage.
That's what it feel like. It feel like he should be... Like you know what I'm saying? Like they fighting over, like he's on the top of the ladder and they fighting on who Paul Heyman going home with, which is a weird dynamic. And like they're really trying hard to make this about something. Like I know I get it. Oh, is this the last of Tribal Chief? Is you know, whatever the fuck Seth was trying to sell on Raw. You know, I don't know what CM Punk's talking about. It's cool. I like drama. But this should be further down the card, y'all. I gotta tell you, man. I don't know. I guess they want to get Punk like his WrestleMania match. And I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? Give him his participation of the year award, whatever. Like, but Gunther Jay is the better story. I think it's gonna have more emotional attachment to it. That should win last. That match, if anything, honestly, should be open card for me.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
I get why you say that, man. You can't just have that star power in anything but the main event.
Start the show hot. Because at the end, so like, okay, Seth goes over clean. I don't feel super tried. Like after watching that, right, it's gonna be late. Right after watching that, I'm like, woo, girl, get your purse. Like that was the match right there. Seth, he won the championship. I mean, oops, he ain't win shit. Woo. Well, he won the match. That was good. Woo. Oh, you know what? Oh, he won the match and Paul Heyman went with him, girl. Paul Heyman went with Seth. Like, any potential ending is going to be, okay, cool.
It's going to pale in comparison to that championship match.
And anything we've had, no, like in last year was perfect, right? Because I felt like that was when, like, almost like some dog shit. You can't take Foyle and make it go, and they kind of did that last year with 40, like, right, because they wanted to sit Cody home, and you know, we wanted to get the mega match that was in the car, Roman and Rock, right, but end up the fans didn't want that, right? So somehow we got the final boss, right, just compelling, awesome Rock character. We got that, and then we had a match that meant something for night one, because the winner of that, right, this Bloodline Rules match, it had stipulations real time for night two. So it all kind of came together, like, right, with the amazing. This year, we ain't got that from that synergy from one to two. And then for sure, for one right now, like the end of that main event, like you can go home for the weekend if you necessarily weren't into the main event and you'll be all right. Like, you know, it's It ain't it.
I would say just the validate or to be honest, in my opinion, I've always had that thing that the championship has to go on last. I kind of have that rule. I do. In this case here, I do think this Triple H should be the main event because of the players. Because on paper, and we're dealing with WrestleMania, on paper, those three should main event your show.
Then one of them should have the championship.
That could be a fair argument too. But so I do agree that your show needs to end with the championship. I do. In this case here, I do give it a pass because of those names.
So, night two. You guys can talk about AJ Styles versus Logan Paul if you want. I don't have anything to say. And that's not being like, we're an hour into the show. I don't have anything to add on that. That is going to be my bathroom break and beverage break. For sure. I would have me another beer or another alcoholic beverage at that point and go into the bathroom. Not because I don't think the match is going to be good. I was talking to my guy Austin on Twitter about that a couple days ago. The match is going to be great and we'll probably get a holy shit moment in that match. They just give me no reason to care about. I still don't know why they're feuding.
I have
either. No idea why they are feuding right now. Outside of Karrion Kross doing his best work of his career to try to sell a match he's not even in. I don't know why these two are feuding. So I'm out on this match. Do y'all care to say anything about it?
No, but I also feel like part of that is kind of my feelings that I have toward Logan Paul. So I kind of try to be objective here. But to your point, I don't really understand what's happening here. I will say that I like how AJ looks. I think this second part of him coming back, the first time he came back swole. Like, I'm like, this is an AJ that I can still get behind. He almost feels like the Ray Ray to me, like he's doing some stem cells because he's also not aging as far as body wise from what I can see. So I don't want to overlook that because I think he's doing an incredible job himself. But I'm getting probably two beers or two wines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might have two waters. How about that? Hey, what is it? Saratoga?
Saratoga,
isn't it? I'm sure it's Saratoga. Yeah,
I might get some of that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Have Katrina bring the bowl with the ice. Have her put that water in that bowl, god damn it.
You gonna be so damn busy on WrestleMania, like
he can do everything but watching the show.
Eating, cheating, you're eating, and your face.
He'll be doing everything but watching the show.
Yeah. Man, it's about to be it, man. Then I'm a, you know, and then halfway during the match, man, I'm a get a banana and I'm a take that boy, and then okay. I'm a, you know, then I'm gonna use it, and I'm a, you know, I'm gonna wipe my face, give me a little Botox treatment, you know what I'm talking about, because you need that, man. Look, this is gonna be a utility match for me, because I'm gonna get my beauty treatment in, and I'm gonna see some high spots, so I'm all in for it.
I think I just put two and two together. Shout out to Katrina. Love you, Katrina. Her birthday is next week, and he said that he has to do some stuff for her this weekend for her birthday. I think he knows he's probably going to miss the majority of this show. So he's got to do something to make himself feel better, which is why he's going to overeat on Monday. And we'll have to have unlimited amount of bathroom breaks. And now he's already moved on to trying to rehydrate for Sunday from everything that he lost in his body. My guy may not even watch this show. Okay, we don't care about that match. They've tried. And shout out to both Priest and Drew McIntyre. It's another match that the match is going to be good. Sin City Street Fight. It's the reason why it's Street Fight. They're going to do something crazy. I think Drew already said, like, he's going to steal the show. I wouldn't expect him to say anything less. The match is going to be good. I am going to watch this. I'm not leaving for this one. I don't care. If Drew doesn't win, I probably would be like, wow. They did my guy super dirty. But other than that, I don't care.
Jenny resigned.
Oh, you want to know?
No.
You want to know?
I think if you ask both Damian and Drew, no cameras around, that they both will feel like it does not just, it just doesn't feel right there. It's just, this ain't it, Chief, for them. I think it kind of even just goes back to months ago when you kind of had the CM Punk and Seth and Drew, and then people getting injured, and it was like the start and stop. And the great thing that they have so much star power right now, especially on the guy side, that you can just take one person off the bench and put them into a new feud. But it almost felt like there's still all these incompletes in the storylines. And again, it's, they've done, I think, the best they probably could do, because you only have so many people at the top that can be your star marquee matches. But I'm actually kind of excited to watch Damian and Drew. I actually like both of them individually. I actually like Damian a lot. So for me, this would not be like a boo-boo break or a beer break. I think they're going to go hard. But I can see why most people probably would say I couldn't care less about this match. But I'm excited about it, and I think it is going to be a really good match.
Even before you go, Drew did say he should have, his thought was he should have been added to the triple threat match, and it should have been a fatal four-way. He said he was chasing Roman around for 3 months, laying out people in the bloodline, nothing came out of it. That was what he felt like he should have gotten.
He's spitting facts. I see that.
I get it. So thinking that's where your trajectory is, and then no disrespect to Damian. And I'm sure like Damian knows there's no disrespect to him. Mm-hmm. But then to hear that, hey, you're going to be in a match with Damian Priest, no title on the line, it's not going to be in the main event, for that year that Priest had, you get why he felt a little slighted.
Yeah. But I want, I don't care who wins. Because like I said, I feel maybe Drew should win. Again, there's nothing really for this. I mean, and both of them going to get their ass whipped because it's a street fight. Again, I'm still a Damian girl. So to me, it really doesn't matter. But I probably, just to be opposite of you, I'll say Damian. I want him to win.
You know, I've been around the world now. Yeah, yeah. One of these years, and I've been out here in Georgia for about 10 years now, and I had Matt Rhodesia over here yet. But one day when they, you know, when they get out of Maui and, you know,
this guy,
and Portugal and Vegas to Chicago to New York, and they're catching flights every couple hours, and, you know, maybe they found time to get down to the A to see your boy. But, you know, when I get y'all here, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take y'all to this place called Nothing But Cake. Nothing But Cake. You know, and the way it sounds, the way it tastes. Tastes good. And I'm going to have one of those. Oh, yeah. Nothing but cake, baby. And I'm going to have one of those fine, delicious cakes during this match, and I'm just going to thoroughly enjoy it.
That's what's going to fuck your stomach up.
I'm going to go in.
But see, so this will be the match number one, so they can rehydrate.
Yep.
There we go. For Styles and Logan Paul.
Now you see, match number two.
Storytelling. It's starting to come together. I see it. It's starting to come together. All right. Yes. It's coming together. You put more thought in some of these feuds.
I was just about to say that. That's it. His car.
Now, these next four matches are going to be great. Minimally great. Women's Tag Team Championship match. I still don't understand it, but whatever.
There it is.
Bayley and Lyra Valkyria versus the MVP of the women's division. My girl, Liv Morgan and Raquel. Same. Like, it's... Right,
I think Liv and Raquel should retain. I don't think what world would you drop the title? Lyra already has a title, right? She's still the IC champion, right? Yeah, so yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand. Whatever. We've kind of talked about the pivots they've had, but Roxanne and Bayley was right there. I don't get it. But you got anything to add, E?
We move on to the three matches. Roxanne and Bayley versus Liv and Raquel.
I think Lyra. I think we would have replaced Lyra, right?
No, it would have been Bayley versus Roxanne.
I'm saying.
And then you can find versus
this tag match.
Yes, because Liv and Raquel would have still gotten you would think. Because the Profits aren't on.
No title. The POE.
Chelsea's not on the POE. I went on a little bit of a tangent last week. And it got some attention on X. But the majority of people agreed with me, for sure. And I just said, if you can't get all of your title holders a match on WrestleMania, and it is two nights now, we're doing something wrong. Because then that tells us, And shout out to you, Rhodesia. And I co-signed you, but you said it first months ago. And you got a little bit of slack when you said it. You talked about how outside of, at that time, Cody, I think, was champ. You said outside of the main title, Cody and I think it was Rhea, or may have been Liv. You said all the secondary championship storylines and holders were not in a good space. You said you weren't interested in what they were doing at the time. And I had said they got to figure that out because that should never be the case. And to me, this is case in point. If Chelsea Green has a title, that means she should be one of the best people in the company, or she's in one of the best storylines in the company. If you can't find a spot for her for WrestleMania, something is wrong. Same thing with the Street Profits, tag team. You having a title should automatically get you a ticket to WrestleMania. And if you can't stir up the interest to have a match at WrestleMania, then we are going to pull this title off of you because you're not doing your job and what you need to do.
And but what's Chelsea's excuse then? Because she is not that. She completely is like the MVP at one point over there on SmackDown.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. And I understand still, I think we got what? There's 6 matches right now on night 2. We still don't know who Orton's going against. So that's 7 matches on night 2. Either 7 or 8 on night 1. It's still pretty loaded. You're still talking about 16, 17 matches. And I know they're trying to do the whole WrestleMania SmackDown, you know, Motor City Machine Guns and Street Profits are main eventing Friday night for the tag team titles, but that's not WrestleMania. It's not WrestleMania. So I do have an issue with that. But yeah, I would have rather seen Roxanne and Bayley 1-on-1, and then you give Liv and Raquel another challenger. Or maybe, I mean, you got to get Liv. You have to get Liv on that show. But this match is just, it really seems random, man.
But you say that, right? Roxanne and Bayley with no champions. And we just got finished saying that we should have champions on the show. So now you get another championship match, right? At least this time, in this match, they're giving us the women and the IC champion on there. I think the problem with WWE, and I said it when they introduced those secondary titles for the women, is that they have too many titles and not enough. I feel like it's too many titles. Like they're getting borderline AEW-ish. Not as bad because I feel like AEW has a lot of championships that are have a lot of secondary titles that don't mean anything on that show. TNT, International, and what is that? The Continental. Like what do they mean? Right? But the problem with them is that this is too many championships, right? And so if you look at the show, as you said, there's already a lot of, like, what matches do you take off to insert? Like, right, what match has Lyra been in that supersedes some of the other matches that have been on there? Like, I'd rather have Jade and Bianca than Chelsea versus Selena for the U.S. or Lyra versus even Roxanne Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, like, you know, if you're going to take those matches and put them on there, like, what do you take it off? And I feel like more of the other matches have more meaning than anything. Now you can go say you could create more meaning, but there's a lot of high profile wrestlers. That's one of the problems with WWE. Well, I guess that's a good problem, right? They have a lot of high profile wrestlers. We talk about why is Logan Paul on the show? Because Logan Paul is probably one of the most over heels and popular figures in the country. Like, you got to find a spot for that man. That's why he's on the show. And why not put him in a ring with AJ Styles, who's going to get a good match from him, who's going to have a spot that's going to go viral. That's why that's there. Like, right, you don't remove that to put in them secondary titles or even the tag team SmackDown title. It just is what it is. I said last year they probably shouldn't split those tag team titles because there's not enough quality tag teams in the division to warrant having 2 championships for it. Like, so it's just a problem of this too much and not enough time to build everybody. And even if they did, like, we got the Motor City Machine Guns. They invested in them, man. Like, look, like, I can't believe, like, these dudes look smaller than DIY. And I ain't know them dudes was big, right? They saying it's DIY, they look like midgets, man. So, like, they just...
Whoa. That word is banned. We don't use that word anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, little people.
Small people.
Well, see people. I'm not actually using midgets as, like, actual little people. I'm talking about short
come
people.
On, come on, hey. Yeah. Come on, yeah. You're using that word, man.
Yeah.
They're not actually
miniature people. They're just short people.
You say that.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, I'm a little person. by definition.
Yeah, no, the Rhodesia actually is legit a midget. Because, like, you know, she's like,
she's a shoot midget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say that word.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that they used to call me Bobby's World when I was in growing up in elementary? Because I had a big ass head and big ass feet. I have some really big feet and a big old head. That called me Bobby's World.
Used to ride around the house in a tricycle.
I remember that show, but I can't think about
they stole my tricycle when I was
Bobby's
younger.
World. I gotta look that up.
Oh, you gotta look at Bobby's World.
Bobby's World, one of the best cartoons.
Oh, ever. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, okay. I remember the name, but now I see the character. Yeah.
One of the best cartoons ever. All right, let's get to the top three matches. Let's start with an Intercontinental four-way match. I told Matt earlier we were talking. I said, this is a match where I think no matter who wins, people are going to be happy. You got Dom, you got Finn, you got Penta, and you got Bron Breakker. And I say they're going to be happy because of what's going to come out of it. I have a sneaky suspicion. I can see Dom winning it. I have a sneaky suspicion on that. But this is one for sure. Honestly, and I know E is high on Finn. He's probably the one person that I say doesn't need it, or I'm good on him actually winning the title. Of course, I would love if Penta won it. Love if Bron kept it, if they don't have other plans for him. But this match, I think, is going to be good. I think there's going to be some storytelling in it. You know they're going to have some crazy spots. Bron's going to do something ridiculous that's like, yo, dude, how'd you do that? So I am really looking forward to this match. No wrestler mind brain on this one. This is just sit back and watch four guys go out there and try to tear the house down.
Talk about the build. Again, the build to me really didn't exist for me. But you mentioned, I'm going to piggyback off what you said, that whoever wins will be happy. But I also feel like whoever loses, I'm going to be mad about it too. I am so confused on who I actually really want to win this match. If I had to say, I'm actually a little partial to Finn too. I kind of want Finn to win because he's been saying, if you follow me, you know, you're going to be a winner. So I'm over. I mean, I like Finn. I think I want him to win. But again, if anybody wins, I'm going to be happy out of those people. And if any of them loses, I'm going to be kind of mad too. Because again, I don't want Bron to have to drop it either. So, but if I had to pick, I want Finn.
You know, I wouldn't be mad if any of them, you know, win or lose. I think it's going to be a good match. And I'm not a good match type guy, but I like everybody involved. I don't see Finn winning, to be honest with you. Like, he's just like a big loudmouth to me, right? Right? Like, and so I can see Bron retaining. Or I can see Penta maybe winning on a big stage. But I'm just curious to see where does the Judgment Day go? Because it seems like Dominic and Finn are like on a collision course. But
yep.
Same thing with Fatu and Solo. Like, I don't see who. Well, actually, I can see Jacob becoming like a big baby face because he has so much charisma that I can see fans kind of rallying behind him. But with Dominic and Finn, like, Finn's just the ultimate asshole right now. Like, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if people would turn on him, I don't feel like he. Maybe he could because, you know, he's almost a career baby. Well, not career baby face. Well, as long as he's been in WWE, he's been a babyface, right? So I guess he can go back in that role. But there's nothing admirable about him. And Dominic is such a little snotball. Like, right? So I wonder, do they actually end up making up and somehow cost Penta the match? They go after Penta, and now Penta guy gets his little brother. And they team up.
Oh,
and now
you got
the Lucha Brothers at some point against the Judgment Day.
That
right,
because
you got a potential fifth member coming in there, you know, that can, you know, that can add more steam to a potential feud. So I think like the possibilities on this match is going to be pretty endless as far as what they can kind of go. But if I had to pick somebody, I'm gonna go with Bron retaining.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm good either way. Like, I'm here for the grabs, and that's with a lot of this card, and maybe that's why I'm higher on this card than you two are. Overall, because I think it's going to be a great show. And it's like, I'm just here for the grabs, right? Like, I'm kind of just here for it. Now, these last two matches,
Really quickly, we still have to mention this because I don't think, that wasn't last week's show. This happened after that. You know how the old saying is, if you win your match before on a go home show, you're going to lose your title. Yeah. So that way that Braun shot out of that cannon and did his spear, that needs to go down as probably, I don't want to say spot of the year, but that was just unbelievable. Like in the camera work that they did, this was AEW, they never would have got that image, but the way they did that camera view, I'm like, did he fly? Because in the way that he just shot out. So I don't think Braun's going to retain just because of that.
Now, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so then y'all did talk about it then.
This week? Mm-hmm. No, we didn't talk about it. Okay. And who was it? Somebody sent me a message. It was like, you didn't talk about the spear. I was like, ain't nothing to talk about. Best spear ever. But this week he followed up by spearing both Dom and Finn at the same time. I think it was. I didn't
see that.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Triple threat women's match. Bianca kind of showed her hand, I think, a little bit in that video package on Monday. Bianca said, didn't say she was undefeated at WrestleMania. She said she had never been pinned at WrestleMania.
Then there you
and
go.
I said, oh, damn, here we go.
Yep.
So now I got Io pinning Rhea to retain her championship.
Love it.
By her saying that. But this is absolutely another one. You don't put the belt back on Rhea. Right? Like, it's kind of like a Roman thing. Like, when Roman lost the belt to Cody, it's like, all right, Roman ain't winning the belt for a long time. Like, been there, done that. We don't need that again. We're good. Io has been such an afterthought. I think it'd be a travesty for her if she doesn't win. I mean, you could always have her lose and not be involved in the finish. And then she can get a rematch at Backlash. So you could do that for sure. But when Bianca made that statement about not being pinned at WrestleMania, she could still go with that going forward if she's not involved in the finish of the match. But I think these girls are going to put on a match of the year candidate for sure. They all love each other backstage. I'm sure, of course, they got some tricks under their sleeve. Bianca is a WrestleMania wrestler. She always comes with it. Rhea's the same. Io showed up and showed out last year. So I am here for this match. But give me Io.
The jump on how they was treating her and being so disrespectful. Like, that's like the worst thing you could do, is you put your little fingers on somebody's forehead and push them back. Like, it's kind of probably, as a woman, probably it's like a man maybe slapping another man. Like, as a woman, you do that and you push back at that point, and you did it multiple times. She had to retain it. She has to keep it. So I like that whole thing of, but dang, they probably gonna boo the mess out of Io though if she pins Rhea. Real talk, I think that
not if you do the finish right. If it's a bang bang finish, she won't get booed for it, and they'll do something to protect that part of the match for the finish.
Well, I sure hope so, but I do want Io to win, and I do think Io is going to win.
And shout out to you. I meant to say it earlier. If you are watching on YouTube, Rhodesia has on her best Rock impersonation outfit. Rock had on that black
fanny pack too.
Turtleneck with the fanny pack.
Yep.
Shout out to you. I see what you're doing.
Trying to channel the Rocky coming. Actually, I'm mad at him, but he still better show up. We'll get to this in a sec.
Yeah, I agree. I think Io wins just based on the story. Like, she's been afterthought. Probably be a disservice if she loses her championship after being like the third wheel this entire feud.
Yeah, they got Evolution 2 coming, which I thought they said they were going to officially announce. I thought maybe they do it this week before Mania. But yeah, so we'll see. When I first saw the triple threat match, I thought she was in the match just to lose. And then when I saw the build, I was like, oh, she's in the match just to win. So, there you go. Main event. We have definitely given our long takes on John Cena and Cody Rhodes. I'll say it again. I started the show by saying it. We need a home run segment on SmackDown on Sunday or on Friday. I don't know if that includes The Rock showing up on SmackDown. I don't know if that includes... It needs something. we need something, Mr. John Cena. I don't even need physicality from John to Cody. I don't know what I need. I just need something to where when that show goes off the air Friday night, I'm more excited than I am right now to see John Cena and Cody Rhodes. I've asked for this match, I think in October was when I said on the podcast about this is the match for Cody Rhodes. You can't get bigger than John Cena. At the time, I thought it was going to be face versus face. That's what I called for. But for this match to be in a proper context of being one of the biggest matches in WrestleMania history, we need a massive go-home segment on SmackDown to put this in its proper space. I'm hoping we get that. I'm going to assume they got something planned, of course. One thing that John Cena said that stuck with me is he did an interview somewhere, and this was after his last showing on Raw where he got laid out. And he said this is when either he said something like, you know, this is now where the fun begins, or this wasn't like a WWE interview. It was like an interview he did somewhere else. Either he says something to the fact that this is where the fun begins, or this is where the surprises start happening, or something to that effect. I have John Cena winning against Cody Rhodes. And I said last week, I figured it out because we were talking about this Randy Orton thing. And I'm sure by now they know who Randy Orton is going to face at WrestleMania. A lot of people was online talking about make it, you know, have it be Miro. Have it be Aleister Black. Who else did they say? It was a couple of people they said. And every answer to me was wrong because I'm like, but no. Orton was going to beat KO decisively at WrestleMania. He was going to punt him in the head. He was going to beat him. And that was going to set up Randy Orton versus the champion at Backlash in his hometown of St. Louis in May. That's still going to happen, but it's going to be John Cena versus Randy Orton at Backlash in May. John Cena has a pretty heavy television schedule starting on Friday. He's on SmackDown on Friday. He's on the Raw after WrestleMania on Monday. And I believe he's working either four or five SmackDowns leading up to Backlash. And then even after Backlash, he's on the listing for the schedules. Cody Rhodes has not released his April schedule yet. Anybody that's been following Cody Rhodes on social media over a year now, every single month, about the first day of the month, Cody would release his schedule for the entire month. Cody's not advertised for any show after WrestleMania. My assumption is because he's losing the title. And I think he goes away for a bit. And I think the story for him is maybe he is disgusted with himself, he's ashamed, whatever that looks like. Right? But now we are getting to this entire John Cena story. The first few promos, I said, this can't be life. And then we got to a point where I'm like, okay, well, we know this is not a one-off match because they haven't done anything yet. Then we got a little bit of physicality and some wordplay in their last segment. And I'm like, okay, now it starts. But this is absolutely not it. Now I think we're starting to see, oh, this is absolutely the start and not the end of Cena and Cody Rhodes. So I think we get The Rock involved. We get Travis Scott again. Cody probably gets his receipt back for that punch, that smack that Travis Scott did to him at Chamber. I think we get the shenanigans. I think that Cody is going to try to do his damnedest to get the absolute best match out of John Cena he possibly can. Because this is what I'm sure Cody has always wanted. I think Cody drops the title to John Cena. And we finished last year with hopes and dreams. And we finished this year with doom and gloom. Heading into the new year and John Cena threatening to take that title home forever. That's what I got.
I would like to go on the record to say that I feel the 1 year of Cody holding the championship and him dropping it this Sunday feels a bit premature. I think he deserves to hold it longer. However, I want John to win. I want John to break the record. Now I'm knowing Randy Orton and Backlash and St. Louis. I like how you're building and booking all that. Bravo. I can even, the next question is what we're going to do there, because of course, Randy is chasing the count too, the record. But I do want John Cena to win. I want him to retain. I want him to win. I want him to hit and be known in the record books until someone else comes around and breaks his record. But I want him to win. And I will feel for just a half a second sorry for Cody, because again, outside of it being John Cena and beating a record, I don't think that Cody should have dropped the title. But I do want him to drop it to John Cena this weekend.
This is what I hate about being a hardcore fan. Sometimes you get too much information, it then spoils you when you actually watch the show. And you think too much. So I'm not going to think about any of those things. I'm just going to say what I want to happen. I don't want to see John Cena win. I don't want to see John Cena do anything. I don't think his heel turn has been that compelling. I don't think it has been as... I tried to give it a chance, y'all. Like, y'all came on here and y'all was pulling down draws and crapping all over it. And I was like, yeah, slow up. No, give it a chance. Let the man breathe. Let him get his chomps, right? And I don't think what we've seen has been very compelling. Very good to kind of end this Cody run, but at the same time, I don't know what's next for Cody. Maybe a continuation with John Cena would be it. And then you think about the actual show, booking in totality, all right? So we're not going to get the eat off at the end, right? So we're not going to send the fans home happy that way. We're going to get, you know, Paul Heyman, you know, hold hands with somebody at the end of night one, like, right? So that's going to, you know, they're going to be skipping down the aisle, and I guess everybody's going to skip out and be happy along with that, whoever he decides to help win or not help win. Then on the next night, we get a heel in the most popular babyface run in the entire country. Like, talk about like a downer of a downer build and show. Like, the booking of WrestleMania has been shit. And you know what? If the show wasn't so hot, that's what it would be. And then we get, you know, we get a meh ending, and then we get another ending, right? I wouldn't book it that way. I think that I just want to send the fans home happy at this point. Have Cena overcome Travis Scott, get his get back, right? And then you have Cody. Rock up, oh, Cody, get his get back, and then you have Rock standing at the back of the stage, you know, watching all this happen. And now you wondering what's next for The Rock and Cody for the future. I'll do that just to kind of send some people home, because I just don't feel like night one, night two, I feel like the show and the weekend will kind of be in on kind of a, not like 39, like down, but just, that was cool. That was an event. That was something to see.
I wonder if you're in the minority because you don't like Cena. I think if the majority, because I do wonder, and there's a lot of talk about, are we going to see a similar crowd reaction to Hogan and Rock from 18 in Toronto? I haven't really thought about that. I can see it. I can see it for sure, where people just get lost in the moment and they start, you know, cheering. I don't know about booing Cody, but, you know, it could be 50-50 Sunday night. But the other part of it is, okay, so if we go with what E said, all right, you have Cody beat Cena. I still think the red herring is Orton getting a title shot in his hometown. You could easily do Cody and Orton, but then it's really like, then what for Cody? And I just don't know if it's time to go right from Cena and Cody to then Orton and Cody within like 30 days. To me, it's like, man, you wasted that. That could have been a SummerSlam program or a Royal Rumble program, a little bit more of something else. But I'm sticking with what I think, because I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think that completely puts Cody on a much interesting road than what it would be if he just beat Cena. Because what I don't want, and I say it now, of course, they can do something and makes me feel differently. I don't want a rematch of Cena and Cody at Backlash. I don't want that quick. I want this match. And then I want Cena passing the torch to Cody at the end of his run. And then he can win the title back. That's what I would want. And maybe that's, you know, then we do a turn again for Cena where that's the night he turns back babyface or he does it right before that, wherever the case may be. But to me, that would be fun. That would be fun if every single Cena feud for this year is including the championship. Cena Punk for the championship. Cena Orton for the championship. Throw in one of the Young Bucks. One of the young kids that we've been waiting for a dream match, quote unquote, with Cena. Cena and that kid for the championship. And then we circle back around to Cody. And then Cody defies all the odds and beats them, and they finish their, you know, careers 1-1.
Man, they don't love Cena like that no more, man. This ain't 2013. Nobody want to see pay-per-view after pay-per-view of him wrestling the senior citizens in the company. Like, nobody, they don't love him like that. Then nobody wants to see that, man.
All right. We will see Sunday night Cena shirts and the crowd and see how that all plays itself out. So that's the whole card. What which night are you guys more excited for? Night one or night two?
Two. I mean, I think now that I think about it, the two.
Let's see, which one do I think I have more energy for? I don't care about the weekend at all, to be honest with you.
I'm just
watching it. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't WrestleMania, we had to do the show. If this was Backlash 1 and 2, I wouldn't even worry about watching it. I'll catch up on it another night, to be honest with you.
My guy is checked out all the way.
If y'all got a whole year of fucking bald headed ass John Cena.
I was waiting for you to bring up the bald head. I
don't want to see that. Like, y'all not making this interesting at all for the kid. I done lived through John Cena main eventing his sorry ass moveset for you. I'm not trying to do that in 2025, 2026. I'm glad y'all want to relive y'all youth back when y'all son was 7. But guess what? He grown ass man in college now. Get over it. John Cena is not the guy no more. Nobody want to see that. Ain't nobody booing Cody. Ain't nobody no 50-50. They love that man. It ain't happening. Turn the show off. Let's go home.
You felt it so hard. I love it. So then my question, last question. And for me, I'm more excited for night one, I think, by far. But I think night two has a chance to have the better matches. And I'm excited for night two also. I mean, I'm from 1 to 10, they got me back to 9.5, 10, for sure. Just because it's WrestleMania. We know what comes to WrestleMania. Question for you, Eshan. Question for you. If John Cena beats Cody Rhodes on Sunday night, can we expect your presence on the night two post-show pod?
If he wins or loses, I don't get my presence, man. It's gonna be I gotta get up at 5 o'clock the next morning. I ain't gonna be doing no podcast with y'all jokers.
Eric, I'm not
doing it. Win, lose, or draw. Hey, listen, this match, I am less invested than I was in 39. If Cody loses, fine. If he wins, cool. That's where I'm at. I am with it. It is what it is. I done had a Cody run. We done did the dream. We done accomplished the goal. So if he loses, that's cool. If he wins, cool too. I mean, I don't have no sweat off my Crohn's disease either way.
All right, boo y'all, man. Look, we'll be back. We'll be back on Saturday night. Happy WrestleMania week. Enjoy however you guys are watching, however you guys are enjoying it. Appreciate it. Don't let anybody online tell you you shouldn't be enjoying it or take away anything that you would typically be doing. I've seen some of that already, too. Enjoy yourself. Like, just people, you know, you got trolls and people who don't want you to enjoy themselves because either they can't enjoy themselves or whatever the case may be. I've always said if you can make it to a WrestleMania weekend, and it's now a little bit differently because AEW is around. So we absolutely have that second viable option that is there all the time. They don't really get involved on WrestleMania weekend. You know, they don't have shows, and I haven't really seen many AEW talent on any of the indie shows that's been promoted. But if you can get to a WrestleMania weekend, I highly suggest, even if you don't go to WrestleMania. I know prices are crazy. It'd be interesting to see what they do in New Orleans next year. But just the energy, the indie shows you can go to, even if you don't go to the show, there's watch parties all over the place. There's meet and greets, whatever you want to do. But if you've never been, I would highly, highly suggest it. You would never forget, especially your first WrestleMania weekend. And there's a reason why people go every single year. I know people this year who are absolutely not going to WrestleMania itself, but they're still going to Vegas because everything that comes with it. Some are already there, which is kind of crazy. But we'll be there, like I said, tomorrow, and then we'll be sharing a lot of stuff with you guys. First off for us is Wale Mania. And I will have some clips and things of that nature shared. And then we got progress. So I will have that for you guys. We're probably going to try to hit the WrestleMania, what is it called? WrestleMania
pre-show
party or whatever they do. Outside of T-Mobile Arena. We got that. Then we got SmackDown. And then we have, we'll try to get to WWE World. Probably not actually World itself, but the Superstore, maybe some cool things there I can shoot and send it out. But then we got WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2, Monday Night Raw on Monday. And we back home on Tuesday. So I guess, depending on E's schedule, you at least got to come on Night 1. At least got to come on Night 1. Post show.
Depends on what we're doing, because I'm trying to, the plan is, Brandon and his awesome son Cam, who's super into wrestling, they're gonna come over. We're gonna kick it and watch Night 1. So maybe we can do something maybe soon after, because he'll be in the house.
Okay,
we'll figure it out.
All right, cool, perfect. All right, y'all, we out of here. Love you guys. Thank you guys for supporting us. Stay locked into us. Ain't nothing changed. We are still on the road to 1,000 subscribers. The march is on YouTube. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a family member. The best wrestling podcast out today. That's Freakin' Wrestling. See you guys in Vegas.